Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. The writer of the book of Hebrews reminded Christians under his care that Christ suffered outside the gates of the city. And in the same way, those who follow Jesus need to go to him outside the camp and bear the suffering he endured. And then Charles Spurgeon adds these comments. Jesus, bearing his cross, went outside the gates of the city to suffer for his people. The Christian's reason for leaving the city of the world's sin and religion is not because he loves to be alone, but because Jesus did so. And the disciple must follow his master. Christ was not of the world. Indeed, his whole life was a constant protest against conforming to it. In the same way, Christ's people must go to him, taking their position outside the camp as witnesses of the truth. They must be prepared to walk the straight and narrow path with bold, unflinching, lion-like hearts, loving Christ and his truth more than anything else in the whole world. But why does Jesus require his people to go outside the camp to suffer? One reason is to make them more holy like himself. You cannot grow in grace while being conformed to this world. And even though this path may cost you many hurts and battles along the way, it's the only life of true happiness. The warrior feels more calm and peace in his daily battles than others can possibly know in their hours of rest and relaxation. This is how we will win the crown of glory, by communing daily with Christ outside the camp. The crown of glory will follow the cross of separation. A moment of shame and suffering here will seem like nothing when we're forever with the Lord. Well, these difficult words come to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13, and from the comments of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. We hope that you'll take a moment to revisit these thoughts by accessing today's free transcript at our website, morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. And have a great day in Christ.